Now, 97.9 FM, WCHL Championship Sports, and Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency present The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
Renner on the play action, looking deep. Going to go to Highsmith, leaping for the touchdown. What a grab!
Join us for the next hour of our pregame coverage as Art Chansky and internet legend Bob Lee of Bob Lee Says discuss Carolina football and all the hot topics concerning college football here in town, across the ACC, and across the country.
Still on his feet at the 30. Bernard is going to score. Oh, my goodness, what a run by Gio Bernard. The wide receiver going to throw it. The Tar Heels pick it off. Trey Boston.
The Good Sports is brought to you by the Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency, your one-stop insurance destination right here in the southern part of heaven. Let the Seagrove's Insurance Agency take care of you. Seagrovesinsurance.com. Now, page two of 97.9 FM's exclusive Carolina football pregame coverage.
Heels with the lead. Another handoff to Bernard. He's into the secondary. Goodbye.
The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
And today on a beautiful day in Chapel Hill, it's put up or shut up for the Tar Heels. This is Bob Lee, the Purple People of Pitt invade Kenan. Arrgh!
Next from WCHL Championship Sports, it's time for the Good Sports with Art C.
That's me.
And Bob Lee.
That's me.
And I'm Ron Stutz. Today's Good Sports with Bob Lee and Art C is coming to you live from in front of Bailey Sports Grill at Rams Plaza as we count down to the Tar Heel game with East Carolina. Good afternoon, Good Sports. What do you think?
Well, Bob Lee, I'm really looking forward to the show today. And our guest, old buddy Henry Hinton, who is, people don't know, is the former WCHL general manager and Woody Durham's sidekick. Now he's an ECU homer.
Yeah, Art, if Rufus McNeil, Ruffin McNeil, whatever, if he is the Captain Hook of the pirate ship, Henry Hinton is Mr. Smee.
For all you literary people, Bob, you want to...
That means four of our listeners. Mr. Smee, come on, you all know Never Never Land. Second star to the right, straight on till morning.
All right, where are we going? Where are we going before we get to Hinton? Where are we going?
We're going to Atlanta. We got to go back to Atlanta. Yeah. We got to go back to Atlanta. In the rain of historic Grant Field, Bobby Dodd Stadium, the varsity, what do you have? What do you have? Not a good day for the Heels.
I've had a bone to pick. You've heard it all week long. The two replay reversals. They killed us. They defeated the spirit of the replay rules. The refs are supposed to call the game on the field, and the replays are to overturn obviously blown calls, not to dissect every single bang-bang play.
Did we have the same officials that they had over at the Carter on Thursday night last week? Does Johnny Swofford have any officials who know what they're doing?
Johnny Swofford is now the longest-standing commissioner in the ACC. Do you realize that? The longest-standing. Longer than Gene, longer than James, longer than Weaver, longer than Wallace Wade, who was there for like 2 weeks.
Actually, my state fans say he's been there like 100 years.
Anyway, look, the disputed touchdown, the four refs, you know, the goal line touchdown, the four refs followed the recovery all the way up the field, but one ref stayed back and he raised his hands for a touchdown. So they went to a replay and it was inconclusive, but they called it a touchdown.
I can only say one thing. Jim Knight, where were you when we needed you, buddy?
The refs are supposed to call the game on the field. The replays are to correct blown calls, not overturned judgment calls.
I think there's some folks up at Wisconsin that might agree with you about all referees come in two sizes, bad and real bad.
And let me get my other one off the table here. Vadley's fumble was clearly a fumble before his knee hit the ground, and how indisputable video evidence saw it otherwise was absurd. You saw it. I watched it 10 times. He lost the ball. He never regained possession of it. That was a huge play in the game. Now, we had some egregious mistakes. We blew some plays, and we bad penalties, but still, the killers were the replays. What they did is they blew a great game plan by your boys Anderson and Koning.
My boys Anderson. Did you know, our guest last week, Vic Koning, you know, we were giving him a lot of grief about Tanuda TV time. Mm-hmm. Did you see how many times our buddy Vic got on TV?
Yeah, with his chipped tooth.
Yeah.
Did you punch him on the way out?
Is I that punched him on the way out.
Yeah, yeah. He said he swallowed it.
We were kidding Koning, Vic, about John Tenuta being the defensive guru of all defensive gurus and always getting all this TV time. And I'm watching the game, and there's Koenig. And there's Koenig. And there's
Koenig.
Well, that was him, too.
Koenig.
Vic.
Koenig.
There was Vic, our defensive guru, and he was on. He got more TV time than Aaron Andrews. I mean, goodness.
But he didn't want it in the second half.
No.
Because by that time, our defense had been on the field for two-thirds of the game, and they were gassed, and the game plan. But the game plan was beautiful in the first half. I mean, those guys were coming off the cut blocks. They were holding their ground. They were making open field tackles. But Bob Lee, you know, the man, the stamina that you have for everything in life. I mean, everything in life. You can't be at it two-thirds of the time and still be. What is that country and western song? I ain't as good as I used to be, but I'm good once as I ever was.
Art Chansky quoting country music. Stuff. We have entered into, we've gone down the rabbit hole now. Chansky quoting country music.
I'm still trying to remember if Henry Hinton was ever the commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Conference.
No, but Mr. Smee was.
He must have been. He's everything. All right,
Stutz, you got to save us. Bring us back from Atlanta, Stutz. We've been beating Atlanta to death now.
Well, let's not talk about Georgia Tech anymore. Let's talk about East Carolina. What do you think about today's game? The Pirates are in town. Let me do it one time. R.
Boy, that will not get you into Dowdy Ficklin. That was the weakest arg. Hinton, have you ever heard a weaker arg than that? Well, the Purple Pirates. Now, that brings, before we get into this, let's get into this. The idea, this is a great subject, Chansky. We're going to hold our listeners by the throat on this one. The idea of playing non-ACC regional rivals. This will be the second non-ACC regional rival we played this year, being South Carolina and now East Carolina. What do you think about that?
Well, regional rivals are fine for non-conference games, but let me tell you something. Once this BCS stuff is over this year and we start going into this football playoff, you're going to be able to pull the covers off of all the teams who really don't think they have a chance to win the national championship. Because, for example, on our 2-14 schedule next year, at home, we're playing the mighty Liberty Flames and the San Diego State Aztecs. Is that the name?
Yeah.
Those guys must have gotten on the schedule in the Badur Butch regime. But
yeah, Savannah State must have already been booked.
You can't have those teams on the schedule if you're serious about winning all the games, because the guys who get in the 14 playoff not only are going to have to win them all, but they're going to have a great schedule. So we got to get the Flames and San Diego State. That's why we schedule Illinois. At least they sound good. I don't know how good they are, but they sound good.
Well, I think it's great to play rivals. I think it's great. And I know this thing about playing East Carolina and playing them at home, playing them away, and we'll get into that with Henry in a few minutes. I think it's great. They're going. I'm sure they sold all of their tickets, and they'll be out there looking for more. We are going to play to a full house today, which we have not done. I'm sorry. Middle Tennessee brought two busloads,
sure,
and half of the buses were empty.
Is it sold out today?
It is a sellout, according to Bubba. And there's only one Bubba that tells me. Bubba says we are sold out today.
Rick Steinbacher told
me that. There is no aluminum showing amid the pines of lofty Keenan.
Well, you have the hotline to the Bubba.
I have the Bubba hotline.
I'm not going to doubt you on that.
But I think
you have him on zip dial. Is that what it's called?
He calls me. And I keep saying, Bubba, let's get some good uniforms. Bubba, the ones last week didn't suck as bad as the ones the other 2 weeks, but let's get some good uniform. That's another subject for another day. But to play East Carolina, and even if we go down there, I think it's great. I think it's great to play South Carolina. And, you know, there's a big issue now, and we really haven't jumped into this yet. We will before the season's over, about marketing on-site seats, selling seats in the age of HDTV. And today is a good example of how we will sell out a stadium when you play a team that will bring fans and that our fans care about seeing play. I'm sorry, Middle Tennessee, you don't qualify.
Well, hey, East Carolina's great. I've always said, all the way back to the skinny-legged boys' days of Pat Dye, I think we should play them all the time. South Carolina obviously is a no-brainer. But Liberty and San Diego State, get out of here. You can't have those guys on the schedule moving forward starting in 2000.
Bubba, are you listening?
Yeah.
Bubba, Larry Gallo, are you listening? We have decided on Good Sports, none of this Who's It teams anymore.
All right, we're going to take a break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about the reasons for the rings and all this other jazz that they did last year.
Wow, what a great phrase.
And the humongous favor that Virginia Tech did us Thursday night in Atlanta. So we'll be back with the Good Sports right after this.
Hello, Tar Heel fans. This is Brian Pop, owner and operator of Landscape Logic. Fall seeding is around the corner. Having a nice lawn is not a product of good luck. It's an absolute science. At Landscape Logic, we are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to be successful and protect your economic and aesthetic investment. Ask about our aftercare programs, weekly maintenance programs, and references in your neighborhood. Visit us online at LandscapeLogicNC.com.
Landscape Logic is the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3255.
He'll play action to James out of the shotgun, looking deep. Finally, he'll air it out. Trey Boston picks it off for the Tar Heel. Boston in front of Philip Dorsett, the receiver for Miami, gets the turnover.
Now, page two of 97.9 FM's exclusive Carolina football pregame coverage. The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
We're trying very hard to hold down Bob Lee today. Art Chansky, quite calm, cool, and collected, in spite of the fact that we have a big game coming up in just a little while.
It's amazing, Bob Lee, you know, the cursing and the carousing. Did any of that get on the air during the break? Here we are at Rams Plaza with the Good Sports with Art C., that's me, and Bob Lee, that's him.
That's me.
Okay. We're at beautiful Rams Plaza, which has been completely redone. We're at Bailey's, which is always one of my favorite bars. It's as long as the Red Sox and the Patriots are on the screen. Yeah, okay. But and lots of great things are happening here. So if you want more information on visiting, residing, doing business, anything at Rams Plaza, you've got to contact the August Development Group at 704-376-9848. 704-376-9848. Come be a part of the Rams Plaza. And I promise you, when you get here, Bob Lee will be gone.
Yep. I think we've got a big cardboard like a meal. Be like Dale Earnhardt Jr. We got cardboard Bob Lees all over this place.
Okay. All right. So hey, you know what?
Heck, I am a cardboard Bob Lee.
You know why I'm in such a good mood today? Because 48 hours ago we were done. We had no chance to get to Charlotte. 48 hours ago, finished, over.
And then the Bud Foster boys learned how to play defense.
Virginia Tech, which is horrible, which was, they had a call in to you to kick field goals for them. That's how bad they were. Okay, they go to Atlanta and they have a great defensive effort, and they play the full game against Georgia Tech. We only play half on defense, and they beat the Jackets, and now it's set up perfectly for us. It's a three-game season. We go to Blacksburg, we win. We beat the U here on Thursday night. We go to Raleigh on November 2nd, and we win, and we're in Charlotte for the ACC Championship game. Do you concur?
Well, I'd love
a few things. Still got
to
win it. You got to beat the Dukies.
That brings up an issue that we really got to talk about. And, of course, I've already said all that needs to be said in my column this week on Chapelboro.
What column is that?
Huddle Up Heels.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The column entitled, The Reason for the Rings. Was that ever incredible? Stutz, was that an incredible column?
I thought it was amazing. Oh. I really did.
All right, now, let's see. Chansky,
when I read it, I'll tell you more.
Explain,
is it available in Braille?
For the ring, let's discuss the reason for the rings.
Yeah, that your buddy Bubba and your buddy Fedora, they gave away rings. Johnny Swafford was doing backflips on his office. They weren't supposed to do that, but they gave away rings.
Well,
they put up billboards. They gave up T-shirts. They declared themselves the Coastal Division champions. What's that all about?
Not doing things we're supposed to do. It ain't like the first time in 3 years that's happened.
So, proceed.
Well, I think there was, because when any kind of coaching change, and we go back to when Mack Brown replaced Dick Crum. Let's go down when the great Lou Holtz came into South Carolina. It's tough for the first couple of years as the new coach and his staff get their kind of people. It happened back when Bill Dooley replaced Jim Hickey. And what we had this year was a little bit different, or last year I should say, that Larry Fedora came in. We had had 2 years of a dark cloud over Carolina football. The 2010 team, when arguably we had the best physical talent of any Carolina football team ever. and it got decimated by Marvin and Greg Little and yada, 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 yada.
And suspending anybody who even thought about violating.
So anyway, we had the greatest,
assembled
talent we'd ever had in June of that year, and by September, October, it was decimated. So that was a rough recruiting year, to say the least. Then the next year, it's under the interim Everett Withers, recruiting year under a cloud, what's going to happen? And then Larry comes in, and he's just some guy from Mississippi. So basically, we've had three recruiting years that weren't quite as good as we bragged about on signing day. Good kids, wonderful kids, Eagle Scouts, my golly, wonderful kids, but they can't bench press a Buick and run a 40 and 4.1. And that's kind of what we got now. But last year, we had a bunch of guys talking about Jonathan Cooper and Gio. Remember Gio? Oh, Gio, please come back. One more game, Gio. And Brett Renner and Kevin Reddick, those guys who stuck it out, who came back. Not only did they stick around and not transfer, they gave it their all for this new guy, Larry, from Mississippi. And as a result, we won 8 games and were co-champions of whatever division we're in. Who knows? The Legends or the whatever division. Anyway.
The Coastal, baby. The Coastal.
Whatever. Yeah, Jesus. But we were co-champions of that because those guys stuck out. Now our upperclassmen that Larry has this year are the results of those 3 years of a cloudy recruiting year.
Sort of like the last 2 years of Torbush and the first
exactly.
2 years of Bunning.
Exactly.
Right?
So now this year we don't have as good a meat on the hoof as we had last year. And some of our fans, God love them, ain't going to be able to accept that reality. What are we going to do?
No,
what are we going to do?
We got great coaches, though. They're going to develop.
Coach them up. Coach them up.
But hey, listen, I don't want to burst your bubble here. But you know, I talk to Bubba Cunningham every once in a while, maybe once a year. Okay.
No, you talk to cardboard Bubba. He doesn't talk to you.
All right. So, but I asked Bubba about the rule of the ACC, and he said that the conference in a meeting. The conference decided that anybody that was on probation or anybody that was in any kind of trouble was not going to be recognized by the conference for anything. By the conference.
Other than being on probation.
Yeah, but they weren't going to be recognized for anything that they achieved. But he said that they didn't say anything about schools. The schools could recognize, you know. I mean, they didn't say the schools could, but they didn't say the schools couldn't.
Well, I think
so. They
the
come
reason.
Back and they make up the rings, they make up the T-shirts, and the Coastal.
Well, I think the rings.
They do a little formula that said, you know, if it happened, we would have been in charge.
Well, when it first happened, I raised an eyebrow. I was a bit cynical. I know that's hard to believe, but I was a bit cynical when it first came out because by that time, within 10 minutes of the announcement, the crazies over on the Brickyard in North Raleigh were chewing their own pancreas. They had gone absolutely berserko, more than normal over there when Larry was going to give out rings.
That's a visual. I'm not sure I can find you up there.
But he gave those rings out specifically to those seniors and those upperclassmen that stuck around and helped him get a firm foothold here at Keenan Stadium, and that was his way of saying thank you. And I understand it, and I agree with it, and the fact that it upset all the ABC crowd, hey, that's just another advantage.
Well,
how do you follow that, Art?
Anything that
eating
I say after
pancreas.
That could be would be redundant.
Anyway, I think we've got him.
We're going to come back with Henry.
I don't think Wolfpack fans or any fans have ever been described.
And
quite
the second
that
half of the show, we're going to have a special new feature this year. Ryan Watts is going to be calling from the scene around Keenan Stadium with the obnoxious fan report. He's going to find the most obnoxious fan in either blue or purple. And give us a report on them.
All right.
So Mr. Schmee is coming up.
This is The Good Sports with Art Z and Bob Lee. And we'll be back in just a moment, broadcasting live from in front of Bailey Sports Grill at Rams Plaza at the corner of Fordham Boulevard and Epsom Church Road. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more on WCHL.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on National Carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carrboro school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
First down, Cardinals with the flea flicker, gave it to Bernard, back to Ritter, deep to Tapley for the touchdown. And just like that, less than 90 seconds into the ball game, the Tar Heels are up six.
Now, page two of 97.9 FM's exclusive Carolina football pregame coverage. The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
Well, we're broadcasting live from in front of Bailey Sports Grill at Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. Carolina and East Carolina coming up. And when you have an East Carolina game, you got to talk to some East Carolina folks. Here's our chance to tell you about today's special guest.
Oh, man, he is so special. I can't tell you. You know, he was a light blue Tar Heel for a while, and then he went down to East Carolina. But Henry Hinton is now a media mogul in Greenville. He was the former... Mogul, the former GM at WCHL, the former sidekick to Woody Durham, which we will get into. But I'm going to let the real introduction be handled by Bob Lee, because even though Henry and I have known each other for a long time, Bob Lee and Henry, they share political persuasions.
Oh, boy. We got everybody in the listening audience tuned in now. I got a question for you, Henry.
I was told once I crossed the Orange County line, I couldn't talk politics.
No, you can't. Yeah, you just,
we got him outnumbered.
You're just labeled.
Take this place by sheer number.
Hey, I'm on our side here.
That's what I'm saying. We got him outnumbered, Henry.
In fact, the only reason I'm here, I was told this was a moral Monday.
Yeah.
I was showing up on my side.
I got a question for you, Henry. Here we are standing outside of Bailey's in beautiful Rams Plaza, or beautiful Bailey's in Rams Plaza, and you're wearing a purple tuxedo. Now, you look like you're going to the Chocowinity High School prom. What's with the purple tuxedo,
just
Henry?
Beauty of radio. He can lie and everybody will believe it.
Been working for me for years, Henry. So what's this purple tux that you're wearing?
I went neutral today. I decided I was going to, I'm a guest of some folks, and I decided I would be nice and just wear neutral.
Do we need to tell everybody? Henry wants us to tell. Henry is a B.O.G.
ECU. Who's the young chick you brought with you who's sitting right over there? Who is that?
That's my trophy wife.
My goodness gracious.
Pretty little gal from Pitt County.
37 years.
Oh, my. How old was she when you married her?
That's her running across the parking lot.
Unfortunately, she can't hear what
you're saying. How is in Eastern North Carolina? You can get a marriage license when you're six.
Is that?
She does look a lot younger than you, Henry. I'll say that much.
All right, enough of this foolishness. Henry, what is Coach Ruff bringing up here to Franklin Street today?
Adolph Ruff, to see Coach
Ruff. Ruff.
I think this is going to be a good game. Last year when East Carolina came up here, Shane Carden, the quarterback, had not really played much. He was just kind of learning the offense, kind of getting his legs underneath him. He had the deer in the headlights thing going on. I don't think you're going to see that today. He has really matured. The question that East Carolina has had coming into the season was the defense. You probably know they brought back Rick Smith, who was on the staff of Skip Holtz here and who's kind of a little bit of a legend in Greenville, because when he was at East Carolina, a lot of people gave him the credit for being the architect of the great defenses that Skip Holtz had at East Carolina. So everybody was excited when Rick Smith came back. The defense was terrible the last 2 years, and already the defense is showing signs. Without having the great talent and opportunity to recruit his own people in, Rick Smith has already made a huge difference. difference on defense, although I think they haven't seen a Bren Runner at quarterback yet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Henry, forget the BS. You guys are getting killed today.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible. Is that what you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about Coach Ruff. I mean, everything I've heard about him, people love him. The guy is sincere. The guy just, he's a special kind of guy.
He's a big
teddy
bear.
Not as big as he used to be, though.
Yeah.
Who lost more, him or Rex Ryan?
Really. Ruff is a great guy. You know, Ruff is living the dream because he played at East Carolina for Pat Dye and then got a chance to come back, you know, after being in the – he actually coached at East Carolina with Steve Logan for 1 year and then became the defensive coordinator out at Appalachian. And you probably know he went to Texas and became Mike Leach's coordinator down at Texas Tech for many years. You know, he's a great guy, but, you know, he's like everybody else. He's got to win. There's been a lot – this is a huge game for Ruff today on many levels because the rap against him is – they've been very competitive in the conference and Conference USA, but they can't win out of the conference.
What are you, 7-22 in the last games against BCS?
Well, they didn't even win against the Sun Belt team in the bowl game last year. So there's a lot of pressure on Ruff to start being competitive in these games. They were competitive against Virginia Tech, but Virginia Tech's offense is awful. And so, you know, I don't know if we really learned anything. I think today we'll learn more about East Carolina than we've learned all year probably.
Hey, look, Bob Lee, before I make you go over to Dance Design and get yourself a tutu, ask him a tough question, will you?
I got one.
I know you're
I know you're a close buddy with the great Steve Logan.
Yes, I am.
And it's my understanding, and I think this is where he is, that Logan spoke this week to the Raleigh Sports Club. And he did the usual Steve Logan, yada, yada. Well, he's great. He was so good that when he got through, the people at the Raleigh Sports Club said, Coach, you're almost as good as Bob Lee was last spring. I mean, that's the standard by which the Raleigh Sports Club measures their speed.
Should I tell you how much we're paying this guy for one solid hour of self-aggrandization?
He should pay you.
But Logan.
He does.
Logan is a special character. I love Steve
Logan.
We all
Logan.
We think he – because he's just –
I hooked Chansky and Logan up years ago.
I wanted
Chansky to write a Logan book. I still think Logan's got a book in him, but then Chansky said he's old hat and he's
– I didn't say that. Logan calls every 3 months or so and says, hey, we're still going to do that book. And I said, absolutely, write something down.
Now, he really is. He is so refreshing.
He just wants you to – he wants to sit down with a recorder and let you write it down.
He was never a coach. He was a comedian and a straight shooter in a coach's – with a coach's whistle.
Right.
He is so – deep. I mean, he can talk for an hour without mentioning deep snapper.
He must have loved it today. The News and Disturber had him big picture of him being carried off the field by his 1999 team. Giving it the old Jimmy Johnson fist pump.
He'll never go back.
You know the great thing. You know the great thing that's happening right now is that people are seeing the Steve Logan that we, his friends, saw all those years, but the fans never got to see because he was such an intense competitor. And the other thing that people didn't understand about Steve is that he didn't sleep when he had it starting on a Thursday night. He wouldn't sleep, and so when the game was over and everybody's trying to stick a microphone in his face, he was dead tired. He just couldn't move, and so you know now that he's out of coaching, he's enjoying being a part of the media, which I still find very interesting that Logan is part of the media.
Well, he's counterculture media, though. He's the funniest.
All right, we got so many things to cover. We got to talk about one more East Carolina coach that's near and dear to me who's not with us this year, Ed Emery.
Yeah.
Big Ed passed away this year. He was my high school coach way back in Kinston, North Carolina, back in the early 60s. He came out of East Carolina where he played, I think, for Coach Stass or Jack Boone, whatever.
I think he played for Coach Stass.
Okay. Yes. But anyway, All-American guard at Little ECTC, comes over to Kinston, then he goes to Wadesboro, and then he, of course, goes all out in high school and college football across the country. He was a guy who had the spies in the law school here years ago and stuff.
Right.
But the great Ed Emery, and great because he was a character. He was a true character. One quick Ed Emery story, Henry. Make it up if you have to.
Okay, this is not made up. I was hosting Ed Emery's radio show, and Ed always struggled a little bit with the King's English. And it was like first or second, and East Carolina had just won a big game. It was going out that he had two quarterbacks. He had Leander Green and Jimmy Sutherland. He had not announced who he was going to play yet. They've been splitting time. We're in the radio show, and I said to Ed, Coach, you got two great quarterbacks. They're both very different. Who are you going to play against the Gamecocks this weekend? Had a big game coming up down at Williams-Brice Stadium. And he said, he started the sentence with, as he started every sentence, and he said, "Well, you know, I don't know." He started every sentence that way. Henry, I'm gonna throw them out there this week and see which one of them submerges. And this is a true story. And I just said, "Coach, you're not going to try to drown them, are you?" That is a truth in every story. You ask for
only on Good Sports do you get this stuff, folks. People wonder why thousands and thousands of people listen to this show.
Well, R.I.P. for the former coach to Bumbley. Let me ask you about another.
We love that. He was great.
Let me ask you about another ex-East Carolina coach near and dear in your heart. Skip sure got the short end of his deal. He got bounced out at South Florida. He lost any chance of getting a Notre Dame job, and he winds up with La Tech. The guy just must love to coach.
The deal is this, Skip, that there were three letters that just drove Skip crazy. BCS. Those letters have driven a lot of folks crazy over the last 10 years, but those letters drove Skip crazy. It was killing him that East Carolina was not going to get in a BCS conference. He was the back channel story on all that. He was very close. He was hired at Virginia Tech when the Stewart guy got hired. You might remember they win the bowl game that night. The chancellor gives the game.
You mean West Virginia?
What? Who did I say?
Virginia.
No,
Virginia.
West Virginia.
Well,
that
scared everybody in Blacksburg.
Yeah, West Virginia. He was basically going to get on a plane the next morning, fly to Morgantown, accept the job, and be announced as the head coach at West Virginia. The Stewart guy wins the bowl game. Chancellor changes his mind, gives the job to Stewart. Skips out there. He's very close to getting the Kansas job about 3 years ago, and they give the job instead to
Turner Gill.
Oh, Turner Gill. Okay. Because he just had the great year
Buffalo.
Up at Buffalo, and there was a little thing there about hiring a black coach at Kansas. There were a lot of people who thought it was time for Kansas to take that step, so Skip ends out at Kansas. And that's the year that he ended up taking the South Florida job because of the BCS. The ironic thing about it is, he's now out of the BCS, and he's in a BS job.
And the six levels of Kevin Bacon is Turner Gill is now at Art's favorite school, the Liberty Flames.
Right? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so is South Florida out of the BCS, right?
Yes, they are. Now. Yeah,
their coach this year is having an awful year.
They're in the American Conference, where East Carolina is going into next year. And again, back, to kind of bring it back full circle to why this game is so important for East Carolina to win today, is East Carolina's got to show that they can play at this level again. They haven't been. East Carolina hasn't been playing at this level in a few years, and they've got to do it here because of the whole BCS thing. Everybody knows that in how many years, Art, will we have 64 super teams, and then everybody else is on the outside looking in again.
That's exactly right. The Super One Division.
Do you know what the schedules are in the next 5 or 6 years relative to Carolina and State playing East Carolina, wherever they play them?
My understanding is that Bubba is very open to continuing the series. I think there's one or two more games.
I told him that way.
The NC State, is there a new athletic director at State?
Frau, yeah.
I don't think she's so interested in playing the Pirates.
Frau, yeah.
Her first experience as athletic director was sitting in Dowdy Ficklin Stadium and watching the Wolfpack get beat by the Pirates 3 years ago. And since that time, she's been real cozy with, let's schedule some more games.
Frau ain't real cozy with a lot of people. Bobby Purcell, are you listening, buddy?
All right, anyway, we got to let you go. I know you've got a lot of MVP and VIP.
Have a lot of tailgating.
And all kinds of stops to make. Yeah. But we mentioned it before. You were Woody Durham's sidekick for how many years?
You know, I can't really remember. I was in Chapel Hill from 83 to 88, I think, and then I went to Raleigh, and during that time I was kind of, the first few years I was on the network, and I was kind of on and off. I remember Jim Hefner ended up getting back in there for a while, and then
Henry, we don't mention his name.
Jim had a heart attack, you might remember, and then I remember getting a call from Jim from a hospital bed in Chicago saying, "Hey, Chief, you're back in."
You get down your Ed Emery voice.
Anyway, I was in Chapel Hill from 83 to 88, I believe, and then maybe one or two years in what they refer to as purgatory over there in Raleigh.
Well, you must have a couple of good Woody Durham stories, and please, don't candy coat them.
Now, here's, I was just thinking about this because I was listening to Wes doing the games on Wes Durham doing the game. Wes was about 14 years old. This is a true story.
And you thought you were listening to Woody, didn't you?
that's the story. You know, I used to call Woody and say, you know, we would decide who's going to drive to the airport if we had to leave and go with the team somewhere. And I remember every time it would happen two or three times, I would call over to Woody's house, and Woody would answer the phone and go, "Hello?" And I'd say, "Hey, Woody, Henry, you going to drive, or you want me to drive to the airport?" And, "Hang on, Mr. Hinton, I'll get Dad for you." I mean, and Wes was probably 14 years old at that. That's a true story.
I had told that same story. That used to happen to me all the time, too.
You know, my other Woody story was my first broadcast. This is a true story. I had been doing the games for East Carolina. I'm the only man that ever lived that was able to do games on the East Carolina Pirate Sports Network and then the Tar Heel Sports Network. My first game in Keenan Stadium, I referred to Keenan Stadium in the pregame show as Ficklin Stadium.
Oh.
And I literally thought Hebner was going to fire me on the spot, and Woody was, I mean, it was one of those things where I actually thought Woody might have laser eyes because he was looking at me like, "Did you just do that?" And I was like, I didn't even realize, I was going, what? Then we get into the commercial break, and he said, you said Ficklin Stadium. And I went, "No, I didn't."
But hey, I'll play it back for you.
But right? I did.
Is there really a Mr. Dowdy?
Yes, Ron Dowdy. You ever heard of International Drive in Orlando, Florida, where all the development in Orlando went after Disney World came to Orlando? All that land was owned by Ron Dowdy, who was an East Carolina guy from the 60s. He moved to Florida, became a developer, and became mega rich down there and developed International Boulevard in Orlando, Florida.
That's fascinating.
Nice guy.
Henry, it's been a great visit with
you. Guys.
I know you got to go.
Go Tar Heels, go Pirates.
Have a great, good luck today.
You really think the Pirates will get killed today?
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great game, but you guys are getting killed.
I'll do my prediction in about 20 minutes. I don't quite agree with Arthur.
The laws of transitivity say it's going to be a close game because East Carolina nearly beat Virginia Tech, and then Georgia Tech beat the Tar Heels.
Now you sound like Mac Brown.
Yeah. The laws of transitivity.
No, the laws of
transitivity. I learned that one from Ron.
You don't know what these guys went through this past week after blowing into Georgia Tech. That's the law that I'm talking
Hello,
about.
Hello, listeners. Are there any of you still out there? Listeners, are you still out there?
That has something to do with the laws of submersion. And we are drowning, but not because of Henry. Thank you, Henry. This is the Good Sports with Art C and Bob Lee. I'm Ron Seth. We're broadcasting live in front of Bailey Sports Grill, Rams Plaza. And we hope you will come by and see us as you get ready for the game. North Carolina and East Carolina. Coming up, and we'll be back after this.
Carolina football on 97.9 FM WCHL. Brought to you by Harrington Bank, Franklin Street Realty, UNC Healthcare, Fitz Lumber and Hardware, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, Landscape Logic, AT&T Wireless, and by GEICO. Follow the action on your flagship station for Carolina football, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Because Susan switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, Tar Heel fans. This is Brian Pop, owner and operator of Landscape Logic. Fall seeding is around the corner. Having a nice lawn is not a product of good luck. It's an absolute science. At Landscape Logic, we are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to be successful and protect your economic and aesthetic investment. Ask about our aftercare programs, weekly maintenance programs, and references in your neighborhood. Visit us online at LandscapeLogicNC.com.
Landscape Logic is the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford.
director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
7 seconds on the play clock. Big third down here. Carolina trying to take the lead. Shotgun snap to Renner. He drops straight back. Plenty of time. Goes to the end zone. Ebron sweeps. Catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
Now, page two of 97.9 FM's exclusive Carolina football pregame coverage. The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
Boy, you talk about fame. We got our chance to get Bob Lee here. This is the Good Sports on WCHL, broadcasting live in front of Bailey's Sports Grill at Rams Plaza at the corner of Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road. Our meteorologist, Kenny Dyke, says not to worry about the clouds because there's no rain on the radar anywhere. Now, back to Art Chansky.
Yeah, and we're in sight of not only Dan's Design, but Tuesday Morning Boutique, Supercuts, Framus Market, and Mr. Tire in this really, really well redone complex called Rams Plaza, right across the street from Eastgate Shopping Center at the corner of Vestas Church Road. Just turn in where it says University Ford and come join us at Bailey's and all the other great stores here. Hey, we have a special feature, regular periodic feature from our man, our intrepid reporter, Ryan Watts, who's going to tell us about the most obnoxious fan that he has encountered on the way to the game today. Ryan, are you there?
I'm there, and I got to tell you, I'm not sure I can identify just one candidate for this award. I think it might be a little more than that.
Well, pick out your best one.
Pick out an entire section, Ryan.
I got to tell you, there's one guy walking in front of me right now with a purple polo and yellow shorts, and nothing exemplifies the pirate culture like their cheer purple and gold. And I can't get over this cheer. I'm hearing it all over this parking lot. There are quite a number of East Carolina fans here this weekend, as I'm sure you can imagine. And that cheer purple and gold to me is just the most elementary cheer. I mean, where's the creativity? Purple and gold. I'm coming up with something better than that.
How about Tar Heel?
At least it's our mascot. I mean, just their color seems to be so basic, but what can we expect, I suppose?
Is that guy giving out free sunglasses, so people can get through the purple and gold maze there?
I'm just noticing that he also has a sleeve of purple Solo cups that he's walking around and distributing amongst the parking lot here close to Keenan Stadium. So they've definitely gone all out for this game.
Ryan, this is Bob Lee. I got a question for you. You know what my interests are. East Carolina is famous for all these pretty little co-eds. Have you seen any of those pretty little co-eds from East Carolina wearing purple cowboy boots?
You know, I wasn't going to bring them up because this is the obnoxious fan report, but if we want to do a future
iteration... the FCC must have got us on that.
If you want to do a future iteration of the co-ed report, then I can definitely bring that to you as well. But, yeah, there are quite a number of young ladies dressed up in purple and gold. They have similarly gone all out for this game.
Are they being obnoxious like the guy in purple and gold?
Not yet, but I'm seeing a lot of alcohol here in the area, so it may just be a matter of time.
All right, now, Ryan, you've done a lot of shows and games at the Keenan Stadium. Compare the obnoxiousness of East Carolina fans to the obnoxiousness of State fans.
That is a very difficult comparison, as I'm sure you know. I mean, I think at best yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, said that it's the battle of the rednecks whenever ECU and NC State get together. And so while I would tend to side with the Pirates as being the classier group of fans, I think that that's a stiff competition.
Is that like being the tallest midget in the room?
Probably. I'll tell you, that's a great comparison.
I don't know the answer to that question, Bob, but we'll let him square off in the GE College Bowl and figure it out.
Well,
Ryan, thanks for your report. Thanks for your report with the most obnoxious fan on the way to the game. And that's not Ryan. He's reporting on the most obnoxious fan. Thanks.
The most obnoxious fan on the way to the game at Rams Plaza could be Bob Lee. I don't know.
Oh, there's no question about that.
That's why I'm feeling the love.
People. That's why he's here. That's why we love him.
Art C and Bob Lee, the good sports on WCHL, and let's talk about the game.
I was going to say we come back. I got a feel good story for us. Mm-hmm. I got a feel good story. When you're in Keenan Stadium, all 60,000 of you who are listening today, I want you to look in the northeast corner there towards the bell tower, and you're going to see something waving in the breeze today. It's the Brent Milgram Old Glory. Real quick story. Brent Milgram was recruited by Jim Hickey. He grew up in Battleboro, which is a suburb of Rocky Mount. He played on those great Danny Talbert teams in Rocky Mount. He came to Carolina with Danny Talbert in the early 60s. He's gone on to be rather successful in commercial real estate in Charlotte. Big Carolina fan, a member of the Junction Boys, decided Keenan Stadium needed a great big old flag on a real high pole. It took him 3 years to get past Dickie Vedour, but we took care of that. And now with Don McCauley helping him, we got us a great big flag down by the bell tower. It's got Brent Milgram's foundation's name on a little plaque. Yahoo, Brent Milgram, old glory waves amid the pines.
Bob Lee, it just...
that was all done to get a jab in at Dickie.
It's wonderful to have you here and taking us back and forward and places that
the
we...
The Brent Milgram flag.
That we want to go and don't want to go.
Hey, to the free home of the brave.
You mentioned today that it's going to be a sellout. Now, what defines a sellout? It defines a sellout all the tickets being sold and all the people showing up?
Well, it used to be how many people Steve Kirshner sees through one eye.
That's the old double vision.
What do you think, Walden? Well, I think we got a sellout. Okay, Steve, we'll call it a sellout.
But is that, you talk about the Carolina culture now. It's not every ticket is sold, everybody shows up. Are they there for kickoff? Are they there for the middle of the first half? What's the culture situation there? Give me a culture meter today.
With 5 minutes to go in the first quarter is when you do the screenshot. So some of the people who are having one more Bloody Mary, and I think that's okay. So 5 minutes to go and into the first quarter, do the screenshot of both sides and see how much aluminum you can find.
Well, here's my suggestion. My suggestion would be, and they really should have done this years ago, take the cameras and move them to the visiting side of the field. So what you see on the camera, the home side of the field and the Tar Heel sideline, because the home side is always more full earlier than the visiting side. And then you get to see the Tar Heels. I know there are cameras all over the place, so you see it, but the standard shot of football in Keenan Stadium has the backdrop of the north side, which right. is the visitor side, too many empty seats. So,
but we've got a beautiful, we've got an incredible day. We've got a Chamber of Commerce day.
Can you call Bubba?
I'll call Bubba.
Yeah, okay.
Bubba, Bubba always listens. He's here. He's hearing this. Right. But we've got a beautiful day, ideal, perfect, 65-degree stretch? You're a weatherman kind of guy.
Yeah, it's a little cool.
Beautiful day, Carolina blue sky. We're playing a rival who's going to sell out all their tickets. Should be a beautiful game. Hopefully our uniforms don't suck today, but we'll know that in about an hour. Gee, many Christmas. Bubba, come on. Bubba, get some. If the colors are blue and white, Bubba, not black and navy. Jiminy Christmas, Fedora. We ain't in Hattiesburg no more. Larry, get with it.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, Bubbly. I'm doing this because I know what a closet wolfie you are. But what about the three NC State quarterbacks starting in the NFL tomorrow?
And they are Phillip Rivers, Young Russell, and Mike Glennon, starting for the same team that employs a consultant named...
Paul.
The Butcher.
Paul Butch Davis Jr.
Did he have something to do with benching Josh Freeman for Mike Glennon? You think that's the Butcher's way of digging it to us again?
I don't know. All I know is they're 0-3, and they got whipped by the New England
Patriots. I got a question for you, Chansky. You're our historian of all things ACC. Within the last 12 years, the NC State Wolfpack have had three apparently very, very good quarterbacks. Phillip Rivers, Russell Wilson, for as long as he was there until Tom O'Brien ran him off, and now Mike Glennon. During that period of time, how many ACC championships did they win?
Zero.
3-0.
Yeah. Sort of like Ralph Sampson when he played basketball at Virginia.
Exactly.
Never won anything.
What a historical reference. I love that.
Thank you very much.
But
so
you know
anyway,
what?
State has had three world-class NFL starting quarterbacks and zero rings.
You know, I don't consider Russell Wilson really a true graduate of NC State, because I consider him a Carolina guy because he would have come here if the great Buntino had taken him.
What was that guy named from?
Mike Paulus.
Paulus,
brother
of Greg.
My goodness.
All right.
Man. Hey, got to take a break. We'll come back. We got lots more coming
Where's
up for
Marvin
you.
Austin
the good sports
now? Where's
with
Marvin
Art Z
Austin
and
now?
Bob Lee on WCHL, broadcasting live from in front of Bailey Sports Grill at the all-new and wonderful Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill at the corner of Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Carolina plays here, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Renner in the shotgun again with Blue to his right. He'll throw a quick screen to the 10-yard line. Davis makes the man miss and gets it to the end zone.
Now, page two of 97.9 FM's exclusive Carolina football pregame coverage. The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
Back to Art and Bob in just a moment. I'm Rod Stutz. We have Brian Kraft here, for the manager at Bailey Sports Grill. And Brian, you opened up at 9 o'clock this morning, but tell us what's happening at Bailey Sports Grill. Why should Tar Heel fans come here?
Well, we're the place for Carolina football, Carolina basketball, just the student body in general. We can host any large party, big or small. We've got a nice new menu coming out, and we're just, you know, here for the Tar Heels, and we root for the Tar Heels, you know, every day, win or lose, and just come on out and join us anytime.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I've always wanted to talk to a guy who runs a sports bar.
Okay.
You got the answer for me. Y'all, sports bars in general invented the chicken finger. Do chickens also have thumbs?
They do. We cut those off, and then we fry the rest of them. But that's actually one of our
favorite. So we can tell you now you'll have chicken thumbs on the new menu.
No, we throw those away. We get rid of those if you want to pick them up on the way.
I think Amedeo's over on Western Boulevard in Raleigh will take them off your hands.
We might make a profit off
chicken
of that.
Chicken thumbs, Italian chicken thumbs.
Brian, this is also one of Coach Fedora's favorite places in town, isn't it?
It is. He's been out here a few times. We do a lot of recruitment parties here, and we'll shut down just for those guys. I've never seen him without a Red Bull, I'll tell you that. Very fiery guy.
Blue Bulls.
Hey, Brian, I want to say that Bailey Sports Grill is great right here at the beautifully renovated Rams Plaza. And if people want to go to the game today and then go out for dinner after the game, this is a great place to come. Got lots of big screen TVs. You can watch football.
It definitely is. And if you bring your ticket stub, we'll give you a half-price appetizer. So come on out and join us and all the ladies and gentlemen here.
All right.
Thank you, Brian. Rams Plaza,
hey,
Bailey's Bar and Grill. Hey.
Making me hungry just talking about it.
All right,
Speaking
Bob.
Of Bailey's, where is Marvin Austin now?
What kind of a segue is that? What are you talking about?
It's called, we're getting close to 11:30 segue.
All right. You know where he is? He's in Miami.
Is that not ironic?
That is really ironic.
Where it all began, where he first tweeted.
You know something? That brings up a point to me. I don't understand all this tweeting to the world. You know, you want to call a few of your friends, tell them where you are, tell them who's taking care of you, but what are you tweeting to the world for? Like, you know, hey, I'm in the bathroom taking a dump. Who cares? You know, and they're tweeting. And all of that led to everything that followed. Why would you do that? You don't tweet. Do you tweet?
I do not tweet. I do not tweet. And I do Facebook, but I do not tweet. And I don't LinkedIn either. Everybody wants to LinkedIn with me. I don't LinkedIn. But
hey,
anyway,
there's only so much you can handle. You know?
Only so much you can handle, particularly me. And I got two websites. I got thousands of people hinging on my every word on my website. I ain't got time to tweet. But Marvin tweeted, and, you know, for the one of a nail, a shoe was lost. For one of a shoe, a rider was lost, blah, blah, blah. The war was lost. One little tweet, and an institution crumbled like the walls of Jericho.
Hey, before we get to the predictions, we're running out of time here. We're going to talk about Carolina and East Carolina coming up, but you guys want to do really quick 2-minute drill?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. I got a question for you. This has to do with basketball. How many games will PJ be suspended? Bob Lee?
3. None of which will be against Kentucky or Michigan State.
All right, here's my suggestion. And this is, I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? Who is supposed to be punished here? P.J. Hairston, right? He was the one who made mistakes, serious errors, and judgment, as Roy said. My suggestion would be give Roy a number of games that he has to be suspended and let Roy pick the games. Right. Now, how does it help the team? It does. It hurts the entire team if PJ is suspended from a game they can't win without him.
Right.
Right. But if you suspend them from a game where they have a chance to win without him, well, that doesn't hurt the team, but it hurts PJ because he misses games, he misses average, he misses his chance to be on the All-ACC. He's already doing so. Let's do something that penalizes him and doesn't penalize the team. So give him a number of games, 10 games, and let Roy pick the
and
games.
Whatever it will be, it will not be enough for the ABC crowd.
I don't care. But Roy's in control. He said it yesterday.
All right.
That's
all right.
My
next question.
My
next question. Who will be the two World Series teams?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're asking who's going to be in it. You know what Tuesday is? You know what Tuesday is?
Is that the beginning of
it's
the playoffs?
It's the first day of Soxtober.
Mm, so give us your teams.
It's the Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, I like the birds on the bat, boys, so I'm going to go with my St. Louis Cardinals and the second prettiest uniforms in baseball, Charlie O's A's, playing in the dump known as the Oakland Coliseum. I can see the Oakland A's and the St. Louis Cardinals.
And stay tuned for the lowest TV-rated World Series in baseball history.
That could be. Hey, listen, let's talk football now. North Carolina and East Carolina, Tar Heels and the Pirates, you know. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of points put on the board. What do you guys think of this game?
Yes, I think a lot of points will be put on the board. However, I'm afraid maybe 10 more will be put on there by the purple people.
Really?
But I love Larry and I love Bubba. And I love Vic. And I love all our guys.
So you're picking an East Carolina win.
Better athletes in purple.
No, he's not. He's picking
whatever god-awful colors we're going to wear today.
I said it at the beginning. I said, time to put up a shut-up, okay? This is the game where it needs to come together. The Tar Heels have, after what happened in Atlanta Thursday night, the Tar Heels have to realize they have an amazing opportunity in front of them. And they've got to get it cranked up. Bob Lee is right. He's not right most of the time, but he is right in saying that they don't have the depth of talent that they've had in the past. They have to develop it as the season goes along. I think they will. I think today's their breakout game. 45, Carolina, 21, East Carolina.
And Brent Bilgum's flag will fly above it all.
And the offense has to hold on to the football and keep the defense off the field to let the guys rest because they just got fatigued in the second half.
And I know East Carolina, you know, has they have a pretty much improved defense. Is Jeff Connors still there? Is he still giving
He is. Yeah. I saw him on the sidelines of the Virginia Tech game.
We need to get him on, get some scoop from him. Anyway.
We've had enough East Carolina people for a year.
But I think that the fact that they're improving defense. Jeff Lebo. But Carolina's, this is a breakout offensive game for them today. What would you rather do? Play the style that they're going to play today or play that triple option style against that triple option style of Georgia Tech? Breakout game today, Tar Heels win big.
Isaac Azumba.
Add a few more points to your prediction. Come on. Because if not, Bubba's going to be really peeled.
42-35, but I don't know who's going to have which.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, my prediction was something like that. I think it was 45-35 or something like that. But at any rate, I think Carolina's going to win today.
45-21, big boy. Let's go to the close. Let's go to the famous Jim
Let's see what
close.
Happens. And let's see all those people in the stands supporting the Tar Heels today. All those people who have seats, get in them. This has been The Good Sports with Art C.
That's me.
And Bob Lee.
Tell those pretty little girls in cowboy boots Bob Lee is heading to the Keenan.
And I'll see you weekdays on WCHL, and I'll write to you personally on chapelboro.com.
And right now, there are two of the most incredible columns up on BobLeeSays.com waiting for your eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
So we'll see you next time on The Good Sports, and hey, I promise next week we'll let Bob Lee promote himself a little bit.
This is the show that knows the score and tells it to you. I'm Ron Stutz. The Good Sports is heard before every Carolina football game on 97.9 FM and WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heels Station.